Waymo CEO Dmitry Dolgov made a direct technical argument this week that camera-only self-driving systems hit a safety ceiling, that cameras can match human drivers but can't exceed human-level reliability in ways that would justify full autonomy. This is, without any ambiguity, a directed challenge to Tesla's approach, which relies primarily on cameras and neural networks rather than the LiDAR plus radar sensor fusion that Waymo uses.
Dolgov's framing is carefully chosen. He's not saying cameras fail. He's saying they don't fail less than humans do in the ways that matter for truly autonomous systems. The argument is about reliability at the tail of the distribution. The rare, anomalous scenarios where a human driver might make a mistake and a camera-only system, because it's trained on what humans do, makes the same class of mistake. LiDAR provides depth perception that cameras can approximate but can't equal in edge cases, rain, direct sun glare, partially occluded objects at distance. Tesla's counterargument is that LiDAR is expensive, that cameras at sufficient resolution and with sufficient compute cute can exceed human performance even in edge cases, and that Waymo's approach doesn't scale to the price points that would make autonomous vehicles accessible.
This is also fundamentally a regulatory argument, not just a technical one. Waymo's position benefits from a world where regulators require sensor redundancy, because that's what Waymo has. Tesla benefits from a world where performance metrics, miles driven without incident, are the standard, because Tesla's fleet-scale training data is an advantage that no smaller robotaxi company can replicate. The regulatory framework that the NHTSA and state DMVs ultimately settle on will determine which business model is viable.
Which brings us directly to Amazon's Zoox, which just won the first U.S. approval for a commercial robotaxi with no steering wheel and no pedals. The NHTSA exemption that allows Zoox to charge for rides in its purpose-built pods is a significant regulatory milestone. It's the first time the agency has approved a vehicle designed from the ground up without human override capability. Paid service launches in Las Vegas this month. Las Vegas is a deliberate choice. Relatively flat terrain, well-marked roads, predictable traffic patterns, and a city government that has been unusually receptive to autonomous vehicle testing.
The Zoox pod design is worth understanding because it's different in kind from a modified sedan or SUV. The vehicle is bidirectional. It doesn't have a front and a back in the traditional sense, and passengers sit facing each other. The entire design assumes autonomy from first principles rather than retrofitting autonomy onto a human-centric vehicle. That's both a technical advantage in some respects and a regulatory challenge, because all the safety standards were written with human-operated vehicles in mind.
The Waymo-Tesla-Zoox triangle represents three genuinely different philosophies about how autonomous vehicles should be built, regulated, and deployed. What's remarkable is that all three are simultaneously making real progress on timelines that would have seemed optimistic 5 years ago. The question is no longer whether autonomous vehicles will be commercially deployed, they already are, but which technical and business model assumptions will prove durable at scale.